I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today, U.S. and Chinese military officials wrapped up a two-day-long dialogue in Beijing aimed at smoothing tensions. They also talked about common concerns, such as North Korea's nuclear program. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Beijing.
China is nothing but consistent when it comes to its public line about North Korea. That line was stated once again today by People's Liberation Army Deputy Chief of Staff Ma Xiaotian at the end of 2 days of U.S.-China military dialogue.
We hope and urge all parties concerned to take positive efforts and adequate measures to control the situation on the Korean Peninsula through diplomatic talks, negotiations, and dialogue to solve the problem.
The United States has been taking a more proactive stance. A U.S. destroyer has been shadowing a North Korean freighter since it left port a week ago. It is bound for Myanmar and is suspected of carrying weapons or other materials in violation of U.N. resolutions. Pyongyang has warned that any U.S. interference with its vessel means war. Meanwhile, North Korea has told ships to stay out of its eastern waters from tomorrow until July 10th because of military exercises. That's caused North Korea's neighbors and the U.S. in Hawaii to brace for possible missile tests. China, so far, has called for talk rather than aggressive action to resolve the crisis, although the current crisis comes despite years of talk. This week's talks in Beijing between Undersecretary of Defense Michelle Flournoy and Chinese Lieutenant General Ma Xiaotian appear to have had a more constructive tone, or at least Ma says they did. And that in itself is a good thing, says China defense expert Michael Swain, a senior associate with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace in Washington.
The military dialogue has not been good in recent years for a variety of different reasons. There was a growing perception at times in the past that the Chinese military got more than it gave in military-to-military interactions with the United States. I personally don't think that that was the right metric by which one should measure that relationship, a sort of a strict reciprocity kind of an approach. You're never going to get that with the Chinese. But you still, nonetheless, we gained a lot from military-to-military relations with the Chinese, a very significant amount. I think people recognize that now, and there is certainly a recognition that there needs to be greater communication between the two militaries, given the kinds of incidents we've had.
Incidents involving Chinese boats or submarines harassing U.S. ships doing surveillance in what the United States says is international waters and in what China says is its own exclusive economic zone where U.S. spy ships are not welcome. The two sides agreed in this week's talks to work together to try to avoid such incidents in the future. They'll hold a special meeting about it next month. The U.S. has its own concerns as well about China's growing military capabilities and what they mean for the U.S. military in Asia. Just yesterday, Secretary of Defense Robert Gates announced a new cyberspace command center, in part to deal with China's increasingly sophisticated cyber warfare capabilities. But Michael Swain says that's not all the U.S. military is worried about.
Carrier Battle Group is the core of the American military presence in the Western Pacific. The Chinese have been engaged for many years in very deliberate efforts to pose threats to carriers using ballistic missiles, with long-range guidance on intermediate-range ballistic missiles with homing devices that can steer a warhead as it re-enters the atmosphere to hit a carrier.
Swain says this is a serious capability that China either has or is close to having. But in general, he says, most of China's rapid military buildup still appears to be defensive rather than offensive, with particular emphasis on being able to counter the U.S. coming to Taiwan's assistance in the event of battle. Fortunately, relations between China and Taiwan are better now than they've been in years. The region's hotspot is now North Korea, and there, both the U.S. and China can agree that somehow Pyongyang needs to be reined in before it gains the capacity to make more than idle nuclear threats. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead in Beijing.